for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2007 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, November the 24th, 2007. Tom Stone is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on precepts.
The teacher has arrived in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on, Tom. Tom Stone, he's a blessing to the campground. And, of course, he's got a wife, and he wouldn't be any good if it wasn't for her.
Hallelujah. You know, what Brother Glenn was talking about, I'm going to testify about this, and I'll quit it. Well, a long time ago, years passed, a different lifetime, we had a situation in the house, and it was me. And I couldn't understand some things. There was two people in the house that was not getting along, and I loved both of them, and they was not getting along. And I couldn't figure out a way to solve this situation, so I decided to get mad. You know, I'm going to get mad if you don't do this. Well, either my way or the highway. This didn't work. Because I walked in the area of unforgiveness. And all of a sudden, it was a pain hit me right here. I was walking around. I went to chiropractors. I went to therapist for a year. Nothing happened, Carla. Not even the surgical knife didn't help a bit. And one day I was standing just like this to the bed, and my little wife, sweetie, she got a word of knowledge, and she just popped me on both shoulders, and I fell back on the bed, and she mounted me, stuck her finger in her face. I said, "I bind that spirit of anger and hatred to come out of you." I went, and my back was healed immediately like that. So I'm not the same man. She is a big part of my life. God is mighty. Repeat that after me. God is mighty. Amen. And everybody that's received something, I want you to clap your hands. Because usually this time of day, everybody goes off into slumberland. Now I'm guilty too, so I don't hold it against you, okay? But God loves you in spite of who you are. But for years and years around here, we've been teaching the commandments, statutes, and precepts. So the Lord has kind of brought me, this might be old news to some, but it's going to be new news to others. And I'm going to teach on precepts this afternoon. But we're going to wait on the Lord just a minute and let Him deal with me and you, because I got to change gears because I just came out of a men's meeting and everybody that's had a double back-to-back meeting is, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, it's a lot to do. But anyway, God loves us and He equips us and He firmly equips us and He brings us back each time and each word is fresh and brand new. You know, and we started looking at precepts, or I did, the Lord had me to. And we're going to go to Psalms 119. It's the middle book in your Bible, but it's also the longest book in your Bible. And we say, we get there, and we all just want to mutter over it, and we don't want to really look into it. But there is a lot of precepts in Psalms 119. Now, I've come to realize that this exchange, the word law, in other words, everybody says the New Testament church is out from underneath the law. Just a minute, I ain't going to stray from that thought. But see, it was the law of God. In every place in the Old Testament, the Lord said unto Moses, the Lord spoke to Moses and said, tell my people this. So whose law was it? It was God's law. But now let's change that word law to sin. All the law did was tell you what sin was. So Jesus preached against sin, so he preaches the law. All right? Because that's against the grain in some areas of churches, especially in a lot of New Testament churches. That's against the grain because we're supposedly out from underneath the law. Jerry, doesn't the law say if you curse your mother and father, your days shall be cut off? That's the first law in the commandments with a promise. Honor thy father and mother, for thy days shall be long. That is the law. But it's also the sin. If you curse your mother and father, that sin will shorten your life. And it's still true today. And the only law that we're out from underneath today is going and taking your favorite sheep, your favorite lamb, your favorite cow, your prize bull, and taking it up there and cutting its throat and letting blood shed. That's the only law that we're out from underneath. Because every one of them are still there. And a lot of them, you don't understand, is laws, but they are health laws. There's one law there that every spear or every sword you have a spade on the end of it, that when you go to use the restroom out in the woods, you bury what you leave behind. There is a spiritual law that you wash your hands every time you use the restroom. And that's not taught very much today. And you want to see what's being manifested out of that situation today? Staph. Staph comes out of breaking that law, being unclean. That was a law then, it is a law today, and it's manifesting. And it's killing almost 80% of the older people that gets it, 75% of the younger people, and about 20% of the teenagers that gets it. And there's a staph disease right now that will not come under the authority of antibiotics. There's a law in there that says, and thou shalt keep the feast of the unleavened bread. Well, why should we keep the feast of the unleavened bread? Anybody ever gave any thought to that? Leaven is yeast. The Lord says, you shall keep a feast 3 times a year for 7 days at a time, to abstain from eating anything white. Stay away from yeast. Because yeast is an infection. Now, we got to have enzymes in us. Understand what I'm saying? You've got to have them in there to digest your food. But if you get an overload of it, and you get a yeast infection, and you get a cut in your body, you will not heal as quickly. So there's precepts and there's judgments that we break every day that are pretty common that we need to come back to, that we will live with life more abundantly. He come to give us these situations and these health laws and the precepts. Because as the Holy Spirit allows me to get into this, I hope that He will allow me to expound on what I'm talking about. The first one can come to of Psalms 119. Everybody there? When you're there, say amen.
Amen.
All right. 119 verse 4, it says, thou hast commanded to keep thy precepts diligently. So diligently means to think about them. It means to concentrate on them. And every time you go to the restroom, you wash your hands. And it talks about the feast. Now, we hold the feast around here. You're at one of the feast times of the year that everybody should come to the Lord and be prayed for. That's a precept. That's a commandment. That's a statute. But the precepts are more to the priest than they are to the regular congregation. So to the regular congregation, it will be a statute. And the reason why churches don't have healing in today, we don't have priests that can manifest the Spirit of the living God that can speak dagma over you. That means it is finished. Jesus was a priest over His own sacrifice, hanging on a tree. When He said it was finished, He was the priest speaking over a perfect sacrifice. precepts, statutes, and laws. But we desire to just do it my way. There's a famous singer, he's in the past, and he said, I'm going to do it my way. Matter of fact, he even had a song up like that. Is he alive today? Could he be alive today? But he decided to do it his way. He took off after wine, women and song, and alcohol, and all other drugs, and evil spirits. Proverbs 31, it says, thou shalt not drink any strong thing, and only to the ones that's fixed to die. That's a precept. That's a commandment. That's a law. But even our government does it against our own soldiers. You know what they send to them rather than bottled water? You know what they send to them? Budweiser beer. By the cases. By the shiploads. Because I have a cousin. He was in Vietnam. It turned him into an animal. He did not care. He would set himself in array. He'd go get drunk. I've seen pictures of him holding men's heads like this and necklaces of ears around his neck. He shouldn't be able to drink strong drink. Jesus didn't. Even though he drank the fruit of the vine, everything that comes off the vine is called wine. But it was grape concentrate. They would take the fruit in, they would cook it, they'd cook it down to a concentrate, they would stick it in a mason jar, they'd take beeswax and put over it, and when they wanted new wine, they would go in and dip out the grape concentrate and put it in water. Precepts, concepts, judgments. Because Jesus was without sin. If he drank alcohol, don't you think that's a sin? It says, drink not lest you forget the law. Precepts, concepts. We're going to stay in 119 for a little while. Go to verse 15. I will meditate in thy precepts, and I have respect unto thy ways. Do we have respect in school today? Why? Have they took 10 commandments out of school? Has the court system taken the Ten Commandments off the walls? We as a people are allowing our own country to go against God. And we're in for a rude awakening, I'm afraid. Who knows who the first president of the United States was? Everybody in here should. George Washington. He was a very spiritual man. But he also wrote a letter back to his wife that she was still in England. And he was on the battlefield. He had his Bible open and he prayed because he was in charge of people. He was concerned about their lives. He was in the tent. And in this letter he says, I don't know where I was, awake or asleep, but he was caught up into the heavens and he looked down over the United States. And in this vision he saw fires over villages all over the United States. They're called cities today. But then he saw the hand of God come down and dip in the sea and pour in a bunk and put the fires out. The United States will never be destroyed, but it will not be like it is today. I don't want to be an end-time teacher, but it's the truth. Because our people has voted for an abortion. Our people has let it come in. And it is the spirit of murder. Any way you look at it. Anyway, we have killed more children than that was in the battles, some of the main battles in war. The holy wars, they kill more people in the name of God because going against God's precepts, wanting to be the rulers, and so on and so forth. As a matter of fact, some of the precepts, they had a big fight. In the first church, Peter and Paul got into it. And it was the law of removing the foreskin, being circumcised. Did not have nothing to do with salvation, but it did have everything to do with battle. Because when the men went into battle, they couldn't clean themselves properly. And we lost more men in Germany, in the Battle of the Bulge, because of this situation right here. It was a precept put down, but it was for cleanliness. And how many of these precepts has the United States gone against today? Because we have not meditated upon the Word. The laws were set up during the Exodus. When the Hebrew children was in Egypt, they were under witchcraft and all kinds of sorceries down there. And there was a deliverer named Moses. And he even confronted God himself, because God wanted to destroy us. And Moses said, "Not so. These are your people. You brought them out of Egypt." And he repented, and he let them go. But what were they doing at the foot of the hill? They were partying. They were partying. I mean, big time. I'm talking about no bars, no holes. Skin with skin. But God spoke to them. He made them drink their own golden calf they made. He opened up the ground. He let thousands of them fall in. And out of the 2 million people that came out of Egypt, because they would not keep the precepts, the statutes, and the commandments that God gave, 2 million people died, save two. And these men, 40 years, and they were old at that particular time, and they were well able to go in and capture the land. Joshua was way up over. How old was he? About,
he was 80.
Is he in his 80s? And he could still run up a mountain and fight. Huh? Caleb and Joshua, they was in their 80s and 90s when this took place. And us older folks who've got gray hair now has problems to run across this room. By the time we get to the other side of this room, because we choose not to listen to what God wants us to eat. Our choices have sent us down the road. But God sent a deliverer. His name was Jesus. Thank God for it. But now, even Jesus, after we come to Him, we need to learn the precepts and commandments and statutes and the law to come out from underneath sin. See, every sin needs to be confessed, because the blood is there, but it cannot be applied until it's confessed. Then the blood covers it. That's the reason why we have so many fiery darts coming to us every time we think I've forgiven you and I've forgiven this and I ask forgiveness. But we ask it of our minds, but did we ask it of our hearts? See, there are 18 inches between heaven and hell. If we keep it here, it's in man. 666, the number for man. The number is 6. But guess what? He's already set his temple up. Satan has. Right here, in people's minds. And these temples are all over the world today. They don't have to be over there in Israel. They're set up now. But in the same token, as we become sons of God, the God can come down and abode in us, and then we have the power, the dunamis power, with the Word of God at the right time, say, "Be healed in the name of Jesus. I bind that evil spirit. I command it to loose you right now in Jesus' name." That's walking in the Spirit and listening to God, the Holy Spirit, when you do this. And reading the Word, just like Jerry talks about. Everything that ails you, you need to look in the Word and find it and start confessing sin over that and see how God's going to work. Because God said to the 70, He said, "I give you power over all what? All the demons. You know, tread upon scorpions and lie and everything." He says, "So I send you." And then He says, "These things shall be yours, so also you will do what? Greater things." Because we're going to be able to live longer than Jesus did. His ministry, He burned out in 3 years. He didn't burn out. He gave up His soul. He gave up His life. And we choose not to forgive up nothing. Because we're, quote, unquote, Americanized. Or, you know, the good life. You know, do it our way. But the precepts of God is going to show us not so. So we fail to what? Have respect of God's Word. And we need to come back to that respect, because I'm going to tell you something. We may not have respect of it, but it is His Word, and it will perform what it says. And we better get ready. We better get ready, 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 ready. And the way you get ready is to love yourself. And how you love yourself is to confess your sins. And how you love yourself, you forgive. See, when you choose not to forgive, listen up, everybody. I want to see your faces. I want you to hear this. When you choose not to forgive, you push grace and mercy away from you. You want grace and mercy? You really want grace and mercy? You embrace His Word and you forgive people from your heart. Because we're living beneath what God wants us to have. And this means also self-condemnation. The Word says there is no condemnation through Jesus Christ. They that are in Him. But even if you think you're in Him and you condemn yourself, you have released a destructive spirit upon yourself. And these are precepts. These are sins that we commit daily and don't even realize it. I'm dumb. I'm stupid. I'm nobody. I'm fat. I'm ugly. I'm this and I'm that. I don't have clean clothes. I don't have wealthy clothes. I don't have a fine car. I don't have a Cadillac. I don't have a Jaguar. I'm nothing. That's all condemnation towards yourself. And see, what it amounts to, it deals with a spirit of idolatry. You're setting yourself up for fall. And the Lord says to worship nothing in this world, beneath, on the earth, or in the air. To worship nothing except Him. We don't have respect of His Word. We need to come back to respect. I choose to come to respect His Word. Verse 27. Make me to understand the ways of Thy precepts, so I shall walk in His wondrous works. How come signs and wonders are not being around us? Have we broken His precepts? Have we broken His commandments? But see, once we come back to His commandments, His to understand what sin is, and then we confess the sin, and ask for forgiveness and forgive those that come against us. Matthew 6 over there, it says, how do we pray? And He gives you the Lord's Prayer right there. In earth. This is the earth right here. A lot of people say on earth, but it's really in earth. In you and me. And we need to know His Word. So we need to be taught His ways. We need to be able to set under pastors that will teach His Word and to teach His truth, that we might come free. But see, everybody wants to follow a big old band, but they don't want to follow Jesus. They do it their way. They don't want to. There's no obedience. There's no discipline. So we got to come back to discipline our own minds, wills, and emotions to get in the Word. We have to discipline ourselves to be able to forgive people, whether we want to or not, just because God said so. And God is a spirit of love. Now, He chastens His own. And don't think for a moment that you won't be chastened. Because we can sit up in pride and we can sit there and we can fold our arms and close our eyes and say, I won't hear You, Father. I won't hear Your Word. And you're releasing an ungodly thing upon yourself. And even us as ministers, if we think, well, I know that, I know this, I know that. Hey, sometimes a donkey will even come to you and tell you that what you're doing. Even the adversary will send that person. And he will confront you with it. He will confront you with your sins. And I'm going to tell you something right now. The Word says, agree with your adversary quickly while you can, and you won't be took to the court of law. Now here's the court of law. Here's one court right here that we even failed to see. We hold in anger and bitterness, and spirit of gall comes upon us, and we refuse to forgive those people or release them, and all of a sudden we have a gallbladder attack, and man, it'll kill you. You'll turn white as a sheet, and hey, and guess what? You know what the payment is? Sacrifice. You know how you sacrifice that? You go up to that temple up there called a hospital. You're placed in imitation death. They drill a couple holes in you and they go in and take your gallbladder out. You sacrificed your gallbladder. And Jesus was a perfect sacrifice. We sacrifice our kidneys, our livers, our hearts, our lungs, sometimes our arms, our eyes. But there's a word in there that says, if it offend thy body, let it cut off. So there was an area for God to release you. But you've got to confess it. You've got to understand what manifested in you that you can confess that sin. Precepts, concepts, statutes, judgments. See, we judge ourselves. He says, judge not that you judge yourself, or judge not other people lest you be judged. So if you've got this spirit of gall, you've judged somebody else for what's come upon you. The judgment. We have troubles with our knees and ankles and arms and our joints. And the Word says, thou shalt not eat no unclean thing. Where do you think that's going to manifest in your body? In your joints? There's a spirit of trichinosis that comes out of pork. And it's like styrofoam balls. And it will settle in the joints. It said not to eat no unclean thing, but here we've done this. And these things starts gathering together. It just like a magnet, it draws it out of the body and gets into joints, and it separates and deforms the knuckles. Doctors call it degenerated disc or joints or whatever. Should never happen. Should never happen. Because we chose today not to adhere to the Word of God. How long have we got to go? Because I haven't even got started. Okay, 27. Make me to understand the ways and the precepts that shall walk in thy wondrous works. We got to see, and we start realizing when we start walking in His works, these pains, these aches, and these ailments starts leaving our bodies. Your mind, will, and emotions. Your spirit is saved. Your mind, your will, and your emotions needs to be saved, and then your body's saved. As we start learning His precepts. All right. Number 45. I will walk in the at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. See, liberty means we start realizing what we've done to ourselves, and we start confessing, and then we start walking in liberty. God has done so many things in my life. I don't want to start testifying now, but, you know, He can do it. You don't think He can? He can do it. We went into the jail one time. The Lord told me to go to visit a person. And I said, okay. I said, Lord, you're going to have to go before me. So I'm going to say, we, the Holy Spirit, I walked in the jail. I walked past the jailer. I walked down the hall, went to the lockdown. The jailer walked in, went down to the farthest lockdown, and let me in to speak to the person that God spoke, sent me in there. I spoke to no jailer. They didn't ask me who I was. I had a pocket knife in my pocket in jail. If you catch it, you don't catch a country boy without a pocket knife. And I'm a country boy. And I had that pocket knife in my pocket. I walked into that jail, down to the deepest lockdown. They would have thrown me in there if they'd have caught me. But I'm telling you what, a supernatural bubble was over me. I gave the what I was supposed to say to that person. We sang songs. We prayed. I went up to the door, knocked on the door about twice. The jailer was standing there. I walked out the door. Nobody asked me who I was, what I was doing there, or anything. I'm walking beneath what God wants for us. Let's go to His precepts. And old Glenn, he over here, he's looking. He's done and got him put down pat because he preaches it. And Jesus, you need to obey the law just do it, he says. Just do it. And we got a hardware store out nowadays. Just do it, right? We got logos on TV. If it feels good, do it. Nike, yeah. Just do it. And we need just to go back to His precepts, His laws. But see, look at, when you go back to that, you're going back to the heart of God. I'm going to repeat that. You're going to the heart of God. You learn the heart of God. You learn where He says, "Son, I love you, but I'll let you do anything you want to, but this is the consequence. Daughter, I'll let you do anything you want to. Just go ahead. I love you, but this is a precept. This is the consequences. This is what's going to happen. You get the curses. If you want to read those, you go over to Deuteronomy chapter 28, first 15 verses of the blessings. We shouldn't run fast enough to be out of the way of those blessings. And if that's not happening, something's wrong. The other day, I used to be a real big time hunter. I would be at the deer woods and I would stay away from church and whatever. Well, my children come up and I saw this was a good way to start teaching my children life experiences. So there was a piece of property that came open and we procured it. 200 acres. I mean, one fence line adjoins the back of the Methodist church, the hardware store, the lawyer's office, the oil company, and we have some town deer. But just outside that, and so we procured this thing, and people started cursing us that we wouldn't see a deer, we wouldn't harvest anything. The first year, we went empty-handed, all null and void. So we went about it a different way. We started praying, breaking curses over your properties and confessing sins, and we called in the deer, and I don't know if you could see this, but that's an 8-point buck my little grandson killed. And He cares about you. He cares about everything that's in your possession. He cares about your dogs, your cats, your chickens, your horses, your cows, your sheep, everything. Parrots. And God cares about them. But see, we got to line up to Him. He don't have to line up to us. We got this spirit of idolatry. God, you got to do it my way. Why'd you let this happen to me? Why? But see, we've gone against His precepts because it's His law. But now, everything, I'm telling you right now, but we have to do it right. And if we do it right, Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, the whole Trinity knows what you're thinking. And I'm telling you what, we need to be able to get into the closet and we pray in secret and it'll start manifesting in the open. Manifestation means it will happen. It will come to be. We call the things that are not as they should be. But we walked away from the precepts. We walked away from the precepts. 56. This I had because I kept the precepts. See? The precepts. This we had. The harvest. Because of the precepts. It will work with your gardens. It will work with your fields. It will work with everything in your life. 63. I am a companion of all them that fear Thee, and of them keep My precepts. We need to come back to the fear of the Lord. I don't think we fear God anymore. I think we like pain. How many of you here people like pain? I ask the men, you women should get the same question you ask. You like pain? If we walk in the precepts and the statutes and keep confessed, guarantee you, pain shouldn't be ruling over our physical bodies. But yes, then we say, yeah, but, they treated me wrong. They done this. Oh, that old man, he beat me up. You know? I got beat up by a woman one time. I mean, slap, dab, kicked the far out of. Now, I mean, she done it right. The only place I didn't have a knot on me was because I covered up my face. You women's not the only one gets worked on. I tell you. Yes, ma'am. I got tired of having a backache. I got tired of being in poverty. I got tired of missing God's blessings. I got tired of working up with my head that big around from the night before. but I was walking against God's precepts. It says, thou shalt not drink any wine, beer, or spirits. You will get a spirit. Believe me. That's exactly what that sign says. You will receive it. And thank God for a little old lady in Glen. I crashed a prayer meeting back about something like 15, 20 years ago, or something like that, right back there. And I came in there and I waited until, and Bernice was there. And I was calm enough, but I was still excited. My zeal, my problem was getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. I held myself together until the prayer meeting was over with, and I said, I got to have some help. And I hollered out. And Fern, she's gone. But boy, what a prayer warrior. And Glenn, they got a hold of me. I hadn't drank anything in 20 years. And guess what happened? I burped the last thing I drank from 20 years. I hadn't drank anything. A spirit of alcohol, a spirit of drunkard can get on you, and it will hang on until it's prayed off. It won't come off. It happened to me. I know it's real. You can't tell me any otherwise. And I'm going to tell you something. When things like that start happening to you, nobody's going to tell you it's not a lie because it happened to you. You know God lets set you free. You know where you're at right now. You know the peace that comes into you. You know the restoration that comes to your body. You know that God is real and you are made whole. See, the 10 lepers, all of them were sick. All of them came, all of them was prayed for, all of them was healed, and all of them walked away. But one came back and was made whole. And see, we still have a pool of Bethesda today. Every time the Holy Spirit troubles your spirit, that is the pool of Bethesda. And God wants us to step in then. Everything in that Word is for us today. And we say, no, 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 that was for back then. All the laws are done away with. All the precepts are done away with. Get them out of our courts. Get them out of our schools. You can't spank a kid in school anymore. Not unless the DHS... How you say it? DHS comes in. That's the division over the children. Whether it's in this state, I don't know what they call it in other states. Well, they step in, they'll slap your hand, they'll sue you, whatever. But they've taken the precepts out of school today. And I fear for this next leadership. I fear this next leadership that's a possibility of getting there. I want you guys to pray for them. Each and every one of them. A lot of us don't follow politics and I don't follow it very closely, but I need to and start praying for each one of them. Lift their names up and we bind this ungodly spirit in the name of Jesus. We need to start looking into the laws that they pass over us. Because if it don't line up with the Word of God, we need to do something about it. If we can come together corporately. Of course, you'll get arrested for talking like this because you say that you're a radical and you're going against the government. But I'm going to tell you something. There is a consequence of going against God. See, God is a spirit of love. And when you go against love, you got a problem. Because the true love, there is no law against it. And that is a precept. Let's go back. We stopped with what? 56? No, see. 63, okay. And he says 69. The proud has forged a lie against me, against God. They forged a lie. You know what a forge is? That's hot. It's a furnace and they stick steel in it and it gets hot and they hammer it, they beat on it and they shape it and completely twist it out of the way. They have forged a lie. And they will try to make you believe it today. They're changing history all the time. But we need to go to Capitol, we need to go up to Washington and just about every government office there, they are scriptures in the concrete by the steps. Halfway up the steps, in front of them, on top of them. Our country was built on the Word of God. And we've chose to go a different direction. And it's away from God. Every country, every nation that went against God fell quickly. We've gone on over 200 years now, 207. How much longer? But see, there's a place like Psalms 91. He says there is a hiding place under His wings, and He gathers His chicks and spreads out His feathers. That's the representation of the eagle. But I'm telling you right now, God is good. God is good. We'll get through this right quick. It says, let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. Has anybody dealt with you or lied against you without a cause? Okay. It says over 93, these are precepts. I will never forget the precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. How are we going to get quickened if it isn't by the Holy Spirit to point out the sin? I am thine. Save me, for I have sought thy precepts. When that quickening happens, we need to run to that pool of Bethesda. And that's the Holy Spirit. That's God. That's Jesus Christ. And that is the prayer. That's what all the prayer is about. The wicked have laid a snare for me. 110. Yet I err not from thy precepts. When people come up and get in your face and accuse you of this and that and the other, and you choose not to railing for railing, you choose to say, thank you. You have anything else you want to say? And then back away quickly. And forgive them. Forgive them. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all the things be right, and hate every false way. We haven't got a holy hatred about false ways. We don't hate the sin enough to stay away from it. We need to learn to love the people but hate the sin. And that takes discernment. And sometimes even us Christians, you know, we get out of sort. And we want to have a tendency to manifest on one another, get mad at each other. We need to, you know, be careful. Because I'm telling you what, even though you're a Christian and you think you're right, sometimes we can be so right we can be wrong. Because we return railing for railing, and you ought to just, that person that gets angry, bless them, Lord, back away. Continue to love them, continue to serve them, continue to uplift them. Do it right. We don't know how to bless our enemies. We say, bless them, bless them, bless them. But God, get them. Get them, Lord. You know what He done to me? You know He kicked me out of church? Just about the time I was going to retire and I thought things were going to go easy, they kicked me out of church. Don't let me be the pastor no longer. I've seen pastors that's really been hurt that way. I've seen a Holy Ghost pastor. He got into troubles and half the congregation died because they come against the man of God. But he received the condemnation that was placed on him. He wound up with diabetes and on dialysis and lost his kidneys. He died a terrible death because he allowed and received those evil words, and he allowed them to manifest in himself, and he died. Because the precepts were not there. They didn't go back and him lift up people. They didn't lift him up. Just because he told them they need to come to the altar and pray and confess their sins. They bowed up against it, got stiff necks. I spoke to one man, Diane was there, and the Holy Spirit told me to tell him we need to come up and confess your sins before the church. He got right in my face and his nose flared and his nostrils got as big as that lady's sunglasses back there, and his jaw muscles, you could just see him tighten up, just ready to fight. The next week, that man was diagnosed with throat cancer.
This is the end of part A. Please play part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.